With revenues dwindling and natural disasters hammering Humboldt County roads, the Board of Supervisors has approved putting a new sales tax measure on the November election ballot. If passed by voters, the measure will increase the county area sales tax by 1 cent, raising the county tax rate to 8.75% on the dollar. That will drum up $24 million a year in revenue to be used for improving and repairing roads and funding public transit. Supervisors voted to put the measure on the upcoming election ballot at their July 23rd meeting. Public Works Director Tom Matson said the county's road upgrade needs amount to $500 million over the next 10 years. The county's road system has dropped into the poor condition category, and Matson said a bad situation will only get worse if new sources of revenue don't emerge.
It's like repairing your roof before your ceiling collapses into your kitchen. Our ceiling on our road system is collapsing into our kitchen. We can no longer just repair the roof. We have dropped down into the poor condition. This was projected by our consultants back in 2017 when we did our prior pavement management report, and that they looked at our existing funding for what we do and said, you're going to keep going down. From our existing report in 2022, they are projecting that we will be in the very poor and failed condition in the next 10 years.
Supervisors discussed the need for funding county area roads, but also nodded to the measure's inclusion of transit system funding, which Supervisor Natalie Arroyo described as making perfect sense. Support for bus service was also voiced during a public comment period that included representatives of environmental groups and Colin Fisk of the Coalition for Responsible Transportation Priorities.
No one who's familiar with local streets and roads would deny that there is a need for investment, for maintenance and repair, as well as for safety improvements. Similarly, I think no one who's familiar with the local transit system would deny that there's a need for investment in the transit system. Contrary to popular opinion, not everyone in Humboldt has a car or can drive one. A lot of people can't drive because of age or disability or because they can't afford it. And by our calculations, at least 15,000 adults in the county don't actually have a driver's license. So you can be sure that a lot of those people, plus a lot of others, rely on public transit to meet at least some of their needs, or those needs just aren't being met. It's our obligation as a community to ensure that community members can meet basic needs. That means access to groceries and healthcare and education and employment. And that means not just roads, but also high quality public transit.
Although road conditions were emphasized during the staff presentation on the measure, public transit figured into discussion among supervisors. Supervisor Mike Wilson said public transit is a key consideration because sales tax hikes have greater financial effect on lower income residents.
I'll definitely be keeping that in mind, which is why we are talking about services for people who don't have vehicles, who don't have cars, who rely on public transit or other ways of getting around, that they have representation in this process as well, because they're paying proportionately a bigger piece for themselves than those that have more. And so I just want to make sure that we are thinking about that. That's important to me. I want to say that this isn't, like, in my world, isn't the measure I would make it, but I think it's a reasonable compromise. I think it's a reasonable way to move forward with a very significant issue that we have in our community.
Other supervisors agreed, and the vote to put the measure on the November ballot was unanimous. The measure will be a general tax, meaning its revenues will go into the county's general fund instead of a dedicated special fund. But there will be an oversight committee to monitor use of revenues. A general tax is favored because it only requires a simple majority, while a special tax would need a two-thirds voter majority. If the measure is passed, revenues from it would start to flow in April of 2025. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.